Welcome back. Moving on from immigration for the day, but we'll be back on it tomorrow. I had a lot of audio I wanted to play, but, you know, rants just get in the way. Life gets in the way. There's Lindsey Graham-nesty and Marco Rubio on the Sunday shows where they say some interesting things. We'll get into all of that again tomorrow, but there isn't enough time to do it justice. We got a guest coming up in the next segment about a big old protest against the IRS. You might want to wear a mask just because they have all that facial recognition software. They will find you. But there are a couple of stories here that I want to get into. There's always tons and tons of stuff. There isn't enough time in the show, in the day, really, to get into it. But this thing has been annoying me for a while. It's the SNAP challenge. It's basically poverty pornography. Democrats in the House of Representatives and in the Senate and throughout the country, including Anthony Weiner up there in New York City, have decided that they are going to learn what it's like to be poor, and they are going to take the so-called SNAP challenge. Now, SNAP is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It's basically food stamps. And they are living on roughly a budget of $4.50 a day because they, according to them, these lefties, who want to take more of your money and give it away to other people, their voters, say that that is what people on food stamps on average live on every day. It's $4.50 because that's how much food stamps gives them. What they don't seem to realize is that the first letter in the SNAP there stands for supplemental, and the A stands for assistance. This is not supposed to be a way of life for anybody. This is supposed to be supplementally assisting them. Sort of a little redundant, but that's beside the point. It's supposed to help you. You are supposed to help yourself, and then the government says, here's a little bit more in food stamps to give you just a little bit more. It is not supposed to be a way of life. People aren't living on $4.50, but pointing that out would undercut the bleeding heart crap that they're trying to pull with this SNAP challenge. So we have a bunch of Democrats up there on Capitol Hill eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and they're saying they're hungry. They're hungry. Oh, man, this is tougher than I thought it would be. Of course, when you make almost $200,000 a year and your average net worth is several million dollars, it is, of course, difficult to switch down to a bowl of oatmeal and a PB&J for lunch. People do it all the time. But these poor little, you know, poverty pornographers down there in Washington are now trying to feel your pain, a la Bill Clinton. It's not to belittle anybody on food stamps, although they do need a little bit of belittling. They do need a little bit of judging because, again, it is supposed to help you get on your feet. And instead, it's the social safety net has become a hammock. But some of the things that see, I'm really relying on the peanut butter, says Representative Robin Kelly, Democrat of Illinois. They're all tweeting about it, by the way. The hashtag is SNAP Challenge. But it's just, it is really poverty pornography. People are not supposed to live off of the government heat. It's supposed to help them. It's supposed to supplement them. Hence the word supplement in the title and assistance in the title. But these poverty pornographers will continue. They will go on. Even Ben Affleck is taking the SNAP challenge, if you believe that. It's really, really hilarious when you think about it. It's insulting, really, when you get down to it, because you've got these multi-millionaires saying, I'm going to live like a poor person in my mansion with my staff. And you know what the difference between playing poor and being poor is? If you get sick of playing poor, you can just stop. If you get sick of being poor, you've got to earn your way out of it. We're not telling either side of this that at all. We're not telling these rich people to go to hell and get out of the government's, get out of the economy's way and create so it can create jobs and get people off of food stamps. And we're not telling these rich liberals, these multimillionaires, to go chase themselves, which is what we should do when they're just basically tourists in poverty. It's absurd. It's insulting. It is insulting. Quickly, let's get Brian in here in Baltimore before we go. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Derek. You're saying that those politicians, whoever's participating in this, saying most people get like $4 and something a day.
$4.50.
Yeah, that is a complete crock.
Of course it is.
I know people in my neighborhood, you know, just for an example, a mother and one child get over $400 just in food stamp assistance a month.
Yeah, and but if you divide that by 30, they're doing it. But divide that by 30, and then the number, it's garbage, man. I mean, if you're not bound by reality, Brian, you can come up with any number you want, and that's what they did. They want to tug at your heartstrings. Somebody who gets, you know, they just need a little assistance. It's $150
a
month.
Where do I sign up? I want some assistance.
Don't do it, Brian. Somebody's got to pay the bills, brother. Somebody's got to pay the bills.
Yeah, you got that right.
Can't have that. I appreciate the call, Brian.
All right.
But that is what's absurd about this, is it's really is poverty pornography. Another story out of New York, the New York Times. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, as if he wasn't already all up in your stuff already. He's on the verge. He's getting ready to mandate that everybody compost their food. That is how they're going to go after your garbage. And not even, you know, the recycling side. They've already gone after your garbage. They're going to redouble your garbage and go after making sure that you compost your food. It's absurd. Got time for one last thing. There was something my girlfriend sent me, but I'm not going to save that for tomorrow. This one, quick hit. George W. Bush's plane yesterday had to make an emergency landing. The former president had to make an emergency landing because the pilot said that he smelled smoke in the cockpit. It was down in Louisville, Kentucky. Everybody was safe. Everybody was fine. Then the mutant left heard about it, and the mutant left took to Twitter and tweeted their discomfort, their upsetness that George W. Bush did not die. Ruff, R-U-F-N, serious on Twitter, at Ruff and Serious. George W. Bush's plane did not crash. No one has to pretend like they like him today. Dang, Bush plane made an emergency landing. He has good pilots with his stanking ASS. George, let's hope that it's a fiery crash that no one survives. That was Alicia F. on Twitter. Don't you love, there's plenty more of these. Most of them contain obscenities. Don't you just love the very, very tolerant left that we have in this country, ladies and gentlemen? They just want to get along with everybody. Let's take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jenny Beth Martin of the Tea Party Patriots about the big protest coming up in Washington on Wednesday. Have your voice heard. Let them know that you aren't going to take it anymore. You're not going to be oppressed just because you think differently. We'll be right back.